You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Calls are growing in the Auckland suburb of Otahuhu for the removal of a colonial memorial. The memorial sits in a reserve on Great South Road and commemorates the life of Colonel Marmaduke Nixon. Colonel Nixon led attacks in the Waikato during the New Zealand Wars and in February 1864 took 1,500 colonial troops into the village of Rangiofia, killing 12 people and setting alight a building where the last defenders of the village had gathered. Nixon was shot during the attack and died later from his injuries. Shane Thipo is leading the call for the monument to be removed and put in a museum, saying Colonel Nixon was nothing more than a thug. He said Mayor Phil Gough should open up a conversation about having the memorial removed.
I think it ought to be removed. I'm not saying totally. I think it is part of our history, but it needs to be put in a museum and we need to have a debate and discussion about it. But it certainly ought not to be up there standing in memory of who I think was a thug, a person who raised the militia and then went down to Te Awamutu and killed innocent women and children.
Other Otahuhu locals agree with Te Pō that the monument should go and that more recognition should be paid to the Māori who died.
I don't think it's appropriate that we, you know, pay homage to someone who would do something, and especially to our women. I think that there should be a monument maybe to recognise that hara or that, you know, what happened there, and that to raise awareness too of the Waikato Wars and how little we know, obviously know.
We're supposed to be a bit more enlightened, and so I think there should be some recognition of the Māori who died there.
There are surprisingly not many memorials commemorating the fallen in the New Zealand Wars, with not much more than 60 around the country. Most of these commemorate the colonial forces that died, with few dedicated to the Māori who lost their lives. This includes the memorial on Simon Street, which features a bare-chested woman commemorating the men who died fighting in the wars. Colonial figures such as Governor Grey also get monuments ahead of people such as Te Whiti Orangamai and Honeheke. Conversations around historical monuments are not just confined to New Zealand, however, with recent debates taking place overseas, firstly at Oxford University, and a statue of imperialist Cecil Rhodes.
Rhodes will not fall. Despite a six-month consultation due to start next week, Oriel College says that after careful consideration, the statue of Cecil Rhodes will stay in place. Lee's campaigner in Tokoza Kwabe said the decision shows black lives are cheap at Oxford. In a statement, the college said it had received an enormous amount of responses on the issue, overwhelmingly in support of keeping the statue where it is.
Then just last month, violence erupted in the city of Charlottesville, with white supremacists protesting the proposed removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
The chaos in Charlottesville had been building for months. Since the city voted in April to remove the Robert E. Lee statue, there have been three protests, counter-protests, and now violence.
You will not replace us!
Organizers of Saturday's planned rally had said it was meant to honor history and save the statue.
It really is a sad day in our constitutional democracy when we are not able to have civil liberties like the First Amendment.
Since 2015, when avowed white supremacist Dylan Roof massacred 9 black parishioners in a historic Charleston church, parts of the South have rushed to remove Confederate symbols, such as these flags in South Carolina and monuments in New Orleans.
Given what has happened overseas and New Zealand's own lack of acknowledgement of what happened during the New Zealand Wars of the 1800s, should Colonel Nixon's monument be removed? Or is this a case of whitewashing history? A petition has been set up by Te Pō to get the statue removed. Whether it is successful is another story. However, discussions will no doubt continue around the place of New Zealand's colonial history and how we should remember it. Sam Smith reporting for 95BFM.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.